You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Sally, are you there?
Yes, I am. Kia ora.
Oh, thank you for waiting. It's Matthew here from BFM, as you know, and it's my pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you for having me.
I always apologise to people for turning their music down when I'm talking to them, but it's for a good cause.
So
we are listening to right now, Far and Wide, from your, I would call it pretty much brand new record. It's only a few days old. I mean, to you it's a lot older, but Little Triggers came out, was it Friday, just been?
Yeah, Friday.
Oh my
That's
goodness.
Right.
And 11 tracks of, well, it's not your average album, is it? They're not silly love songs only, are they? They're some quite poignant and meaningful moments for you've put into song.
That's right. There's not really the trad love song on there. There's nothing in sight around that. It's a concept album, I like to call it that, because essentially it's an album about motherhood and my experience through the last roughly around 10 years of being a mother.
Mm.
And each song focuses on roughly one a theme within this massive, multi-dimensional, very hard to articulate experience of being a mother.
Wow.
So I attempt to pin it down through the 11 songs.
So tell us about this song, for example, Far and Wide. That's the single, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm. It's Far and Wide is really about the tension between wanting to escape. Actually wanting to escape from the turmoil and kind of conflict of struggling eternally and the building of tension, wanting to escape from that before I actually snap. So the section in the song that we didn't get to sort of expands out into when I do snap and that kind of guilt that one tips into of feeling like a really crap parent.
Right. Well,
Sorry, you go.
Oh, I was just going to say, because on the album itself, there's, you know, explicit warnings on three of the songs, which, you know, for an album about motherhood seems like that, even that just tells me, it's a very real album about motherhood. Like, you know, they're not just little lullabies, are they? They're you know, there's many and varied feelings contained within, I can see.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think the word raw comes up quite a lot. Mm-hmm. I like to use the word underbelly because I think so much about motherhood is underrepresented out there in the world. And we talk about it in small discussions amongst other mothers and say, yes, I know, because we pin it down for a second and then it slips through the fingers. As we go back into our world where everything is enmeshed and nothing is mutually exclusive, and I think it's because we're experiencing so many different things at the same time, you know, massive love, massive beauty, along with contradictions and rage and frustrations and double standards and all these traditional roles that we're supposed to hold in society, as well as living in a modern world where we don't have the village that used to hold us much more securely.
That's a nice segue.
World.
Is that what this song's about?
The next song.
The song Village. I'm playing Village now.
Village is about isolation, essentially, really feeling isolated in the domestic zone, and also kind of a loss of identity. I think there's a lot of there's a big process that we go through as mothers where we lose the old self and step into this other self that can feel very much like just being the giver, and, you know, reclaiming some of ourselves is a real process, and we have to really fight for that. It's a hard journey, I think.
Yeah, well, I have to just sort of say yes. I can only imagine. I can't imagine because I simply cannot. But I can give it a go by listening to this amazing record. Now, this record is based on or inspired by one of your own solo shows, as you are not your many, many things. Your press release calls you a triple threat. I think that's underselling it.
I don't know.
Well, you do a lot of different things, don't you? But you've done a theatre show. Could you tell us a bit about that and how it came to inspire the record?
Yeah, well, I guess triple indicates, you know, singing, acting and dancing, but it's not like I'm a jazz hands kind of dancer. I've trained as an actor at Twiff Cardi New Zealand Drama School 25 plus years ago, and I've spent a lot of time in theatre and in TV and film, and I've developed my music alongside that. And several solo shows ago of my theatre shows that I've made, with collaborated with other people, but they've been solo shows, I've woven my music into the show so that they become multidisciplinary shows where I sort of just use everything I have to storytell. And my latest show that I've just been touring throughout New Zealand for the last year and a half, 2 years, and developing actually for about, since before lockdown, is called We've Got So Much to Talk About, which contains these songs that are on the album.
Uh-huh.
Not all of them could fit in the show because also when you're working with a theatre narrative, there's only so much you can fit in and so much that's relevant. But 7 of those 11 songs are in the show, but some of them were truncated or some of them were mushed together as one kind of blended song. Yeah, so that's where they originated and first got stood up and performed. And I performed some of them with live with a looper.
Oh,
and
cool.
Yeah, and some of the material was pre-recorded. I worked with an amazing theatre music guy to develop that, develop that work for theatre specifically, and then with Eden Mulholland, with Chris Marshall, who I worked with.
Oh, nice.
Who's in a band called Pocket Money.
I love Chris,
and,
yep.
He was awesome. I absolutely loved working with him. And then I departed from that chapter and worked with Eden Mulholland on the album.
That's so cool. Eden, obviously a musician himself and, can do production stuff, but I've also seen some incredible theatre performance or dance performance with Eden's soundtracking, so he kind of gets it, I presume.
He's actually a trained dancer.
No.
Yeah, he's so talented. He's off the chart talented. Like, there's nothing Eden can't do. I mean, he works with all kinds of genres of music. He's even been working on an American film, doing a film score for something to do with a war commemoration film. He's so intuitive. One of the things I really love about Eden is that he doesn't sort of plan things, I don't think. He just kind of gets in the room and responds.
Yeah.
And we worked together 20 years ago on a dance theatre piece called Dark Tourist. And he was in his band called Motorcade back then, but he was music. You know that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I worked with him 20 years ago too when I booked his band at Eden's Bar in K Road about 20 years ago.
He's been around.
He wasn't
around
dancing in front of us. We were too cool indie, little indie kids, but too cool for dancing. But I'm fascinated to see him move.
He would be an amazing dancer, I'm sure, because he's just inside everything and he gets it. So it was a real pleasure to work with him again after 20 years. And I mean, we had worked briefly on another show. I tried to work with him, and he stepped in for a bit, but then had to step out because he was so busy.
Mm.
And so this time I just approached him and said, hey, do you want to do this? And he said, oh my God, I'd love to. And so I was like, oh my God, you want to? That's awesome that you want to, because I want to.
That's amazing.
And then we worked, because he lives in Australia now, we actually recorded the album, the guts of the album, in 3 days. And then we did the rest remotely.
Oh, that's amazing. It's it's sort of, there's a dark theatrics to it. It doesn't sound like the soundtrack to a musical. These are like brilliant indie rock songs, or, you know, with they're all sorts of style of songs, really. But it's powerful stuff. And like I said, it doesn't sound like you're missing anything by not seeing the show as such. Like, the record really gives you what you need. It's great.
Yeah, that's great to hear. I mean, they are very different, and I have to say, I don't like musicals, so my show
it's not a musical.
Was not a musical. It was, I called it a theatre gig, actually, because I wanted that to feel like you come in and you experience live theatre with musician who is an actor or an actor who is a musician, however you think of it. And I think we achieved that. But the album, I really look forward to getting that gig together and letting the music just on its own speak and find how that feels to hold that those body of songs together and take that journey rather than the more theatrical journey.
Yeah, right. Oh, fantastic. Well, you've also got, because we're coming to the end of the song, I don't know if you can hear it, but we've got so much to talk about, the song. But I thought I could finish on Uncovering Me, because you've got a music video coming out tomorrow. You've got a couple of videos out already, but I thought I could point people to get people excited about checking out the video tomorrow and definitely checking out the album too. So am I right in thinking that Uncovering Me video is out tomorrow?
Yeah, it is. It's the third video of a trilogy that has takes quite a journey between each one. So that's on YouTube and also on Instagram or Facebook, wherever people want to find me.
Where should people find you?
Well, anywhere really, anywhere and everywhere. I've been spending time getting myself visible. So they can find me on Spotify and Apple Music, of course, and on Bandcamp. And then across the standard platforms like Instagram and Facebook and YouTube for my music videos.
Oh, nice. Well, something I find incredibly frustrating is when DJs like me don't actually repeat who they're talking to, and then the interview finishes and then people are like, well, that was amazing, but who was it? I'm talking to Sally Stockwell.
And you are. Sally Stockwell, just to say it again.
Sally Stockwell. The album's called Little Triggers. It's out now, only just though. It's fresh. It's fresh off the off the block. But there's 11 tracks, and if anything we've talked about today kind of raises your interest, go and have a listen. It's such a cool record. Is it digital only at the moment, or can people buy it?
But if people show interest and it gets some nice traction, then I'll definitely be keen to print vinyl.
I've just
got to see how it unfolds.
Yep. All right. Well, pester Sally on social media on all platforms, and we might get a record out of it. But honestly, it's brilliant. Thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Thanks for chatting. And jump on YouTube, because there's a whole visual component, as you say, the trilogy, which is completed tomorrow in video form. So there's lots to discover. But go have a listen to Little Triggers. Do it now. Awesome. Thank you, Sally. Thanks for chatting to me.
Thanks, Matthew. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, it's nice. Nice to chat with great interviewers yourself.
Oh my goodness. Wow, now I have to go. I've got to grapple with this compliment. But I'm going to turn your music up until the song's finished.
Yeah.
And stop chatting.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks,
awesome.
Sally.
Thanks for your time.
No worries at all. Ka kite.
See you. Bye-bye. This is it. I'm uncovering me. Oh, I'm uncovering me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.